Mexican state cops stop train with 1,800 migrants headed to Texas. By Cartel Chronicles on January 26, 2024. State authorities in the border state of Coahuila stopped a train carrying more than 1,800 migrants en route from Mexico City to the Texas border. The stop was only temporary, however, and the migrants are expected to continue their journey. The incident took place on Tuesday in Monclova in the central part of Coahuila. State police forces stopped a train that had more than 1,800 migrants riding illegally on it. Authorities stopped the migrants and assisted those who needed it after their journey. During the detention, authorities interviewed some of the migrants and learned that most of them had legal permits to be in and travel through Mexico. The various groups had ridden on the train's roof and inside some compartments from Mexico City and planned on reaching the Coahuila border with Texas. After being forced off the train, the migrants stopped in the Monclova area as they found alternative ways to reach the border cities of Piedras Negras and Ciudad Acuña with the ultimate intention of crossing into Texas. A Coahuila law enforcement official revealed to Breitbart Texas that the number of migrants on the train was actually much higher than reported, with an estimated nearly 3,000 migrants on board. As Breitbart Texas reported, migrants had been using trains, passenger buses, and even airplanes to make their way from Mexico City in the south of the county to the Coahuila border to cross into Texas at a record-setting pace. While Mexico's National Immigration Institute usually tries to take credit for operations like the one where they stopped the train, in this case, Coahuila State Police officers were the ones who stopped the train. Law enforcement sources revealed to Breitbart Texas that INM did not take part in the operation, and authorities could not find immigration agents to refer the migrants to at the time. Nota editorial, Breitbart Texas viajo a la Ciudad de México y los Estados Mexicanos de Tamaulipas. Coahuila y Nuevo León para reclutar ciudadanos periodistas dispuestos a arriesgar sus vidas para exhibir los carteles que amordazan a sus comunidades. Los escritores recibirían una muerte segura a manos de los carteles que operan en esas áreas incluyendo el cartel del Golfo y los Zetas si no usaran un pseudónimo. Breitbart Texas Las Crónicas de Carteles serán publicadas tanto en inglés como en su contenido original de español. Este artículo fue escrito por Williams Cortez from Baja California.